Okay, how come you guys never report any good news? Well, here is some. Gas prices are down. How's that? The price at the pump fallen as much as 40 cents a gallon over the last few weeks. And even better, many experts say those prices are going to continue falling. Here with more on the better deals at filling stations is Day-to-Day Senior Producer Steve Proffitt.
Motorists used to seeing prices at gas stations go up and up and up have been surprised of late. Here in Los Angeles, gasoline is beginning to drop below $3 a gallon, something that can actually make a gas pumper smile.
Well, of course, that makes me feel very good. It makes me feel like that is something that's gone right for the day.
That's Aman Kaeda. I met her at a Shell station not far from the NPR West studios. While she's filling up, an employee comes out carrying a bunch of those big numbers used to post prices on the overhead signs. He's got a long pole with a suction cup on it, and he starts taking down some of the digits and replacing them.
And the price has dropped from $2.99 and 9 tenths to $2.97 and 9 tenths. I haven't actually filled up my car yet. Maybe it's a good thing I waited.
Every penny per gallon that gasoline prices go down injects $1 billion with a B dollars into the economy.
Erwin Kellner is chief economist at MarketWatch.com. Using his rule of thumb, the roughly 40-cent drop in gasoline prices means $40 billion have unexpectedly shaken loose.
For that part of the story, I think it is unambiguously something to be happy about.
But in economics, a dark cloud looms in every silver lining. University of California at San Diego economics professor James Hamilton says there are several reasons for the decline in gasoline prices. The first is seasonal. Gas prices traditionally go up in the spring and down in the fall. The second is falling crude oil prices, down some 20% of late. The third, though, according to Harrison, is that big, dark cloud, a general slowdown in the U.S. economy. So, while, say, a trucking company might feel good about lower fuel prices,
if they're also seeing a loss in some of their customers, it's not going to be a net benefit.
In fact, many large companies that are heavily dependent on fuel, such as airlines, use complicated hedges to protect themselves from spiraling energy costs. That means they may not benefit much from lower prices, as Erwin Kellner explains.
They will fix their costs, which means that there are limits as to how high their costs can go, but by the same token, they may not be able to benefit if costs go down. Those companies that don't hedge obviously will enjoy a windfall, but, you know, next year at this time, they could be on the other side of the equation.
And that's the problem for businesses and for consumers. While prices are expected to moderate in the short term, no one really knows where they'll be in the future, since everything from political unrest to natural disaster can quickly put a kink in the energy pipe. At the Shell station, William Holmes is filling up his truck with regular.
Anytime it drops, it's going to make me feel good, because I drive all day long.
You feel like you got a little more money in your pocket then?
No. Not till it gets back under $2. And I don't think that'll ever happen.
In Los Angeles, Steve Proffitt, NPR News.